So, what's on your mind this pre-Thanksgiving week?
Well, I started the client contact part, and I got some interesting feedback. I had some clients that were absolutely thrilled with the prospect. Some surprised me and were kind of like, why do we need to talk every month? You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And I tried to answer the question using what I had seen on the website, and I think I did a good job, but one of the replies was, aren't we or you already doing all that?
Nice of you to say that, but no.
I didn't quite say that. One guy was, the same guy actually, was kind of funny because he said, right, I like you, but I don't want to talk to you that much. And I said, well,
that's funny.
How about this? This is what I said. What we're talking about is managing and working toward your financial goals, and in particular, in your case, your retirement, which is only 5 or 6 years away. Don't you think that's worth 12 conversations here? And he kind of thought, and I could hear his wife in the background, and she went, yes! So, that was probably the most interesting. I didn't quite get up to 20%. I called about and spoke with about 8, maybe 10 clients. There was one who told me he did love me, and he talked to me as much as I felt was necessary, and that was my dad. It was kind of interesting, too, because one guy thought it was... I want to make sure it's not. He said it sounds great if that's what we do,
right?
But at this point, it sounds like a lot of frosting and not a lot of cake, if that makes sense.
I said that's very telling comment. Interesting.
Well, it sounds like to me. In the past, at some point, he had had an advisor, not necessarily doing Supernova, but that had professed going to be doing that, and it didn't happen.
Right. You know what I mean? That's what I mean.
And that's what I found out when I probed it a little further. I said kind of the same thing. I said, well, it may be a lot of frosting, but my job is to kind of deliver the cake, you know, to go along with that. And this is what I need to do a good job. And apparently 20 years ago he had an advisor who, not quite 12 contacts a year, but you know, quarterly reviews, that kind of stuff, and he said it came out the gate with the reviews were there. But then he said very quickly within a year it stopped, you know, once the money was fully, his comment was, once the money was fully invested, those sort of stopped. And one of the reasons that he came with me was a friend of his who had referred him had told him that, you know, Rhett does meet with me quarterly and has for 12 years. So I kind of used that as a lever to say, see, I do what I do what I say I'm going to. So, and some of the people that I thought were going to be the most difficult loved it the most. And some of the people that I thought were going to be gung-ho about it seemed to be more skeptical. And he was the most, to be honest.
It's very interesting. Remember, and I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but every time they hesitate, it's a warning sign to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
whether or not it's a yellow flag, you know, yellow light or a warning flag, but it's something to note and to know that there is an issue here. Okay?
Okay, and what's the issue?
Well, that's your job to find that out. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So I can't tell you what the issue is, but there is, it's just a great opportunity to identify a situation that might be in the back of their minds. The issues that are typically in the FA, in the client's minds would be something like the following. All he does, you know, this isn't you, but this is what they think, right?
Right.
Every time he calls, he tries to sell me something. Now he's going to call me 12 times a year and try and sell me something 12 times. I don't think I want that. Okay?
Okay.
Or,
not traditionally, but I don't contact them 12 times. But it's usually not, when I say I contact them for planning quarterly, it's either if it's a managed account where I am not the manager, meaning I've hired somebody, we'll do a review on the account. For CGA clients or those that are where it's fee-based with the advisor's recommendation, that's true. When I call them throughout the month, I'm usually calling them to make a change in the account. But it's fee-based, so it doesn't, you know, it's not like they're getting charged a commission on it. And then we do the reviews in addition to that, but not, I don't think too many of them would sit there and think he's going to sell me something every time he calls. Cause
no, and I'm not saying this is you, Rev, at all. But,
So
try not, don't be defensive about these objectives. But these are the kind of things that they're thinking, right?
Okay.
It's not you, but they're thinking, he's going to review my account 12 times. I don't need that, you know.
That's absolutely the case. The few of them were like, one, and it wasn't the same guy. I mean, of the 10 people, 11 people, whatever it is I talked to, said, why do we need to review my account
12 times
every month? And I said, well, it's, the agenda is going to be determined, but it's not necessarily going to be an account review. The account reviews are going to remain on a quarterly basis. And I said, we want to make an extra effort to make sure that half of them are face-to-face. Because from what I gathered from when I was looking at the website, the monthly contacts are not review and orientation. There are other topics of interest, like, you know, one was that I saw was around tax, you know, year end, right, making sure everything's ship shape for the upcoming year as far as taxes. Are we going to make any changes to alter what we see in November as being the tax bill? Do you have your R&D done properly, you know?
Here's how I see the industry evolving. Okay? So we went from being stockbrokers to financial advisors to financial planners to life coaches. Okay? So what you're really doing now is kind of reintroducing yourself as a financial planner. And the 12-4-2s are to implement the financial plan and to make sure everything is in sync, including their asset management. But that's just one, frankly, small piece of the pie. Critical. It's like an artery, right?
Right.
To the body. But we're going to talk about the whole body. So we're going to talk about liability management. Because if you are borrowing money on credit cards, you're messing up the rate of return that we're getting overall. Okay? So we need to manage that. We need to manage your entire life. If you've got assets away from us and you're losing money on those assets because either they're not invested or they're invested poorly, that's hurting the overall body. Okay? Our return, our overall performance of the body is not getting what it needs. So that's the way to think of it. To think of it more in the 24-month calendar, which we're going to introduce, is a way of updating and keeping current in our financial planning process, not just simply keeping current in how our portfolio is doing. Portfolio is one small part. And so you just are going to have to prove to them that this is who you are, because you can tell them all you want, but until you do it, they're not going to believe it.
Show.
Okay?
Yeah,
you got to show.
Makes good sense.
Okay?
Makes good sense.
And that's why you want to make sure you get them signed up for it so that you get a chance to show them, and they just don't shut you down based on their previous beliefs. It's not what you've done, but their entire belief system comes into play here. So that's the game. You're changing the game. And anytime you change the game, people are like, oh, that sounds like fun, or no, I don't want to change the game. I like the game the way it was. but even if it's in their best interest.
One guy was very enthusiastic about it because he's a couple of years from, well, we disagreed. He thinks he's a couple of years from retirement. I told him he's more like 7, which he didn't exactly like hearing that. And it's the, he changed. That's David Franklin. David Franklin is a client of mine down in the Carolinas. He used to live here in Pennsylvania. He got a divorce. He was going to work till he was 70, 75 years old. I would have that money. And then he got a divorce and wants to spend more time with whoever he's living with now. So he's now talking about retirement about 5 or 6 years ahead of the schedule that we had in place. And the issue for him is going to be lifestyle. He makes a lot of money. He's pretty good about saving it and investing it. He lost a tremendous amount of it due to the divorce.
Yep.
And I said, look, you know, you may have been on track, because he knew from previous meetings before the divorce that there was a good range and he stood a real good chance of being able to retire early. And he kept saying, well, I don't want to retire. I love what I do. I'm going to keep working. And that was always what he said. And I said, basically what it came down to is you can't expect the date to remain the same when you give away, and I shouldn't have said the word give, but when basically, what, three quarters of his retirement bundle left and went to his wife.
Oh, God, why so much?
He got to keep the accounts here.
Yeah.
What it ended up being? Four million?
Yeah.
It ended up being $4 million that left his 401k.
Whoa.
It went to his wife. There's about $200,000 remaining in that. She also got the house.
Ooh.
And they've been married for over 30 years. She was a stay-at-home mom. What?
She got half, but she got a pretty good half, too.
She did get a pretty good half, and part of it was because, you know, he's the major breadwinner. He's a vascular surgeon and head of a hospital, that kind of thing. And so, you know, I basically said to him, look, you can't expect that date to have remained the same, because two of you could have retired on that money just as easily as you can. You know what I mean? The expenses effectively went up by maybe not doubled, but I'm sure the expenses living in two households, that sort of thing, probably went up by 70%, you know, at least. Well, two households, two groceries, two electric bills, you know, that sort of thing. Divorce is expensive.
I know.
And anyway, he was a little taken back by that, but that was something that he heard me say to him many, many times. So it wasn't quite the slap in the face it might have been if he had not heard it so many times. But I guess the he's kind of enthusiastic about it because he's got a much better idea, he feels now, of when he wants to retire and what he needs to do to get there. And this program will help. It'll help him a lot. So he was pretty much on board with it. But anyway.
All right. So questions about the program or the week or anything else?
Yes, I do have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
We got the folders, and I understand that there's two kinds. There's mini folders for the clients to take and bring to the face-to-face meetings and get out and take notes when we're on the phone, you know, in our 12 phone calls. And then there's the bigger folders that are meant for me. The issue for me is, though, that they're both the same size. So is there actually a difference, or are we just giving them a different name?
Give them a different name, basically.
All right.
Yeah, the contents will be...
ones that are really... that match the wood grain in my office. That's what I'm keeping. I'm going to give the clients a bright blue. Because that way when they... Yeah. Okay. That was the first kind of silly question that we had when I was taking a look at it. As you know from my business, as far as the five star, I'm the vice president of everything but service. We decided to give Tracy the title of vice president of service.
Woohoo! I come with a raise.
No, it's not. But on the plus side, it comes with a little bit more work, but it'll be more important. That's front loaded, and then the new work will be less. Right?
Right.
All right. That's what I. I like the idea of the clients. I love, because my first question was, I couldn't find it on your website. Maybe I just missed it. On what goes in each segment, and I like the way you had it outlined. I don't know. The first page is the client. Last page are the notes you're taking on the current meeting. Next to last is the agenda for the meeting.
Right.
And then in the middle is portfolio information and miscellaneous investments. I thought that was great, and I got the idea of the folder. And I'm a little older, so it wasn't like I was sitting there wondering why I couldn't do it on my computer. I knew I was. If it's on my computer, I won't see it. I know that sounds silly.
No, you can delete it. You can delete the appointment. You can delete everything. This you can delete.
I wouldn't delete it. I mean, I just don't see it. If I've got five calls to make and there's five folders sitting on the desk behind me, my goal will be to get through the five folders. I know that's maybe not the way you're supposed to look at it.
And get one of those, you know, get those stand-up, those little stands that you use to put the folders in. So don't just lay them down.
But we didn't get the stands.
Yeah, get the stands, because then it's really visible, okay? And if you're like me, that's really a cool thing, because I don't like things just laying down. You know, it's like, how many are in that stack? You know,
we got extra. Tracy says we have extras of those in the back. We don't need the official Supernova stand.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We don't have a. We don't have a logo or something that. Supernova stand. Maybe I should do that for Christmas.
So then going forward, the idea is to continue with the segmentation. I don't know, you're not going to be happy with this, I don't think. I got a new client that I'd begun working on before I talked about Supernova. He's thrilled with it, but he is below my... He's only sitting at about 350, and I know you wanted my absolute minimum to be 5, but I'd already started talking to him, and it seemed a little disingenuous to suddenly go...
Right.
To come up with another 150 grand, which...
Right.
Anyway, and I, but he did fit all the other categories. He's in his he's a young guy. He's in his lower 40s. I like working with him. He's going to do exactly what the hell I tell him to do. He loved the idea of Supernova because he thinks it'll be dramatically impact his performance over the long run. And he but it was interesting because the first question he asked me, and again before Supernova, was, is this account big enough for you to handle? He thought it was small potatoes. And I find that amazing because personally, every time I come across somebody who tells me or asks me, is this account big enough, it usually ends up being several hundred thousand dollars. And the person who walks into my office and says, I've come into a lot of money, it usually ends up being 20 grand. I know it sounds really... backwards, but
I know. When you start running into people, you'll run into people that say, you know, I don't have much. I know I probably don't meet your minimum. I only have $4 million. And that's...
God willing that happens.
Really.
God willing that happens.
That's the truth. No, it's true.
I mean, hope so.
It's all perspective, you know. It's all just perspective.
Well, believe me, that guy who had that 20 grand, that was a ton of money to him.
Oh, of course.
I gave him perfect advice.
More
Yeah, can you guess what my advice was?
I don't know.
Take the 20 grand and pay down your 21% interest rate credit card.
Oh,
thank you very
God.
Much. You wanted to invest it? He had 10 grand on a credit card.
Oh, God. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, it was horrible.
That was terrible. Anyway. Okay, what else? You like the scheduler. I remember that from the last call. Have you scheduled anybody?
Not yet. We got the letters on, I have one appointment scheduled, but we didn't use it on the scheduler yet. That is going there. We got the letters Wednesday late. That got approved by CRC to use. Not that that was what we were doing. Would you recommend calls, or would you recommend letter, or would you recommend a combination of them both?
Human beings need to hear an idea multiple times in various ways before they get it. All right.
So that's
that's
a fancy way of saying both.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. We got those.
And then an email to follow with a reminder plus another email.
Okay. Gotcha. And then the other thing was we got the folders on Friday. So
good.
I'm kind of looking at them, but we seem to be on schedule, I think. I would have liked to get a hold of 20 clients in the last week, but I'll do that. I don't know if I can make it up to get to the next, what did you want, the next 20%?
Yeah, I think we get a break, don't we? Can we get a break in here somewhere?
We've had a couple.
I mean, let me look. Today is the 20. Yes. That would be December 2nd. Nope.
We have a big break.
Yeah, we're on December 2nd, and then... No, we don't get any breaks. You guys don't. I mean, you probably get a break for Christmas, though.
I imagine.
Yep. Nothing on the 23rd. At least on my 23rd. So you get a break there. I got nothing on the 30th.
We're going to have to.
Maybe they just haven't scheduled.
How flexible are you with that one on the 2nd?
Do you need time? Is that what you're looking for?
I don't normally do a hell of a lot the day after January 1st.
I'm happy. I mean, you know, I've got...
I don't mean to say that, but I'm...
I've got 6 calls that day. If I had 5, that would be better.
Well, I don't want to have a... Okay, this is going to say, but this...
You mean December?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. No, December, I'm ass backwards there, Rob. I'm sorry. I was thinking that was on January 7th.
No, that's just December
7th. Yeah, I'm good. Never mind. Sorry, you're going to have to work that day, pal. I don't know why. I was thinking that was January 2nd, and I don't...
That'll be this Monday. So...
Right,
yeah.
You're not going to have Thursday. You're working Friday.
Right? I'm not working on Friday.
So you only got 3 days.
Yeah. That might...
Gotta keep pumping.
We can do that. I'm sure as hell not going to get caught up to the next 20% though, Rob, because we've got...
No, that's I've not, only got what's not... So the 20% is just keep... It's like an oops. It's like a reminder, okay?
Okay. I'm not coming in on Friday, and Thanksgiving's a holiday, and so...
Right.
Yeah, the call's absolutely worth having, but just be aware it's not... I'll have everything done for the appointment and for our meeting, but I just don't see myself catching up.
That's okay. That's fine. Okay. That's fine. We're doing good. Hey, okay. You guys like, I mean, look, we're doing great. You like the folders. You like the scheduler.
I think they're looking pretty good. I mean, I get them. Now they're 6 points. They were 4. So, I mean, I knew what they were.
Yeah, the most important thing is that you like the program, okay? Yeah. And that you see the value in it. Then everything kind of takes care of itself. You're going to push it, you know, once you're in, then you're just going to make it happen, okay? That's the most important thing. If I've actually taken on teams where I had to keep selling them on the value of Supernova into the 10th and 11th and 12th week. I'm just kind of, and they're nice, they're good people, they just weren't ever completely sold. And then, you know, I'm like, a 6 months into the program with them and they finally get it, and then they're like, oh, wow, we've wasted a lot of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, as I said, you know, once you get it and you hear it, then you're going to just call people. You're going to say, hey, you got to sign up for this. This is awesome. You know, and they'll do it because you're enthusiastic. See, that's the key. It's when you're hesitating and you don't want to call and does work. And no, you're giving them a huge benefit here. And so...
In your video, you mentioned raising prices. I think I already get a pretty good premium.
Yep.
But that I thought that was kind of interesting because in this day and age, it's almost a sprint to the bottom as far as
I know.
And we had a gentleman in this office that was king of the low fee, and I could. To the point where I looked at my own book and said, what am I doing wrong? That he can do it. And then when he finally left the firm, we found out how he did it. He didn't do anything. Other than collect a fee. So, anyway. So, I liked that idea. And I liked the saying, never compromise service. So
good.
That's what we're going for. Other than that, I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, we don't really need to. When look at the five-star model as a model for you to run your practice. Don't think of it as something that you have to have five people to do.
Well, good, because we don't have five people.
Right.
I mean, Tracy's worth five people, but
I understand that.
Yeah.
But you're still, you know, you still got all the responsibilities that a five-person team would have. You're just doing it yourself. So you kind of have to take off one hat, put on another hat, and say, you know, in your meeting together, the two of you sitting there, and you say, okay, Tracy says, okay, Rhett, how is the director of planning doing? You know, what percentage of our clients have a plan, and how are we doing on that? How's the director of implementation? Do we have a good investment process, liability management process? Do we have the 24-month calendar? And then you go, Tracy, how is our, one-hour response, 24-hour resolution going? How's the 12-4-2 going? And do we have anybody?
Okay.
You know,
yeah, I mean. Kind of break it up. She'll be the 24-hour resolution person.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Those are most likely going to be service in nature.
You know, of course. So the answer is, you know, you need to do all those things, including the marketing director and the leadership piece. So think about how you're going to do your four things, and Tracy's going to do her one thing. And you can do it as well as these big five-person teams. You just have to execute on it, okay? So read it over again and think about it and say, are we going to take this seriously and actually do this stuff? Because just because we're a two-person team doesn't mean we don't have the same obligation to do this job in total rather than just, you know, acting like a very good financial advisor. There's more and more to the job than there's ever been. And if you take advantage of the experience that we've had in coaching, we can really help you in each of those jobs. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah. Good.
All right.
Well, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Thanks.
Bye. Gotcha. Bye-bye.